It is 8:03. The Flames last night victorious in Nashville by a 3-0 score. The guest hotline is brought to you by Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Come to the Grey Eagle Resort, the casino buffet for prime rib nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Enter to win one of two monthly $500 resort packages at Calgary's indoor adult playground.
We should ask the guest if he can name this tune.
I can't, and I put the list together.
Oh.
We're playing Oak Ridge Boys this morning, Bill, in honor of the anthem last night.
Good for you guys. Yeah, yeah. That was a good rendition.
Where'd they have to knock the dust off them, hose them down, get the mothball smell off them, trot them out there?
No, it was good. It was good. They're not getting any younger. Time marches on, that's for sure.
No. So, a 3-0 win in a tough building. You'll take that any night of the week, I understand. What did you like most about your team last night?
Well, you know what? It is a tough building to play in. A lot of emotion in the building. Obviously, they had a banner ceremony for their home opener from the success they had last night. And, you know what? I liked us in a lot of different areas. I thought Smitty was real good. He was dialed in early. He was huge for us on the 5-on-3 penalty kill there. That full 2 minutes standing up, I think. Four or five shots on that 5-on-3, and that was a huge turning point in the game halfway through the second period, up 2-0.
And once again, your team has a goal and then loses it, but find a way to maintain pressure and not let it dog them.
No, you know what? That was a bizarre play. I looked at it on the flight into St. Louis last night. They definitely had too many men on the ice, but I don't think they had control of the puck where you would actually say it was control to blow the play dead, but it obviously there was a whistle too. I don't know how clear that was on TV, but there was definitely a whistle, and it was a bit of a confusing play, and we've been involved in a couple of those so far.
Goalie rotation. We understand that Riddick will go tomorrow in St. Louis. The tempting thing always is when you get a guy who's rolling and gets a little shutout, do you keep going? Is there any second thought to going with Riddick?
Well, I don't know where that Riddick information came from. I know we talked last night with Siggy. We haven't made a decision, so he's going to play on the trip, but no, we haven't finalized that. The beautiful thing is that it's a Lou Lamoriello line. When you have time, use it. We have time to make that decision. We didn't have to make the decision last night on the plane. We let our starter know. You know, obviously, I saw for the night before if he's starting or not, but no later than that. And we're going to practice here today. We're going to talk about it. We're going to beat it up a little bit more here this morning and go from there. And other different things that go in. It's been really good. Johnny gave the hat for play of the game. And then the thing is, Ritter's first NHL win was in Colorado, too. So that factors into the decision-making a little bit, too. So we'll see. We'll make that decision by the end of the day here and then move on.
We're going to call you right back, Bill. The line is a little bit fuzzy, so we're going to call you right back. Bill Peters, head coach of the Calgary Flames. Obviously, as you can hear, things a little...
See, you've been mouthing off about...
I have been. I got the wrong Dickinson.
You got the wrong info.
I was going to tell him, well, spoiler alert, he's starting tomorrow. No, Eric Francis had that on the broadcast last night. Not sure who he was talking to. It would make sense, I suppose, but...
Or is Francis just guessing?
Francis would never do that. Come on.
I think he might have been guessing.
He never comes with anything but the straight goods, does he? Anyway, Bill rejoins us. Bill Peters, head coach of the Calgary Flames.
Sam Bennett... In our view, it's one of those years where we really want to see him progress and move along. What have you thought of his game so far? I thought he was all right last night.
Yeah, I worked real hard and finally got some consistent ice time, and I think he was better for it. So I agree, it's a big year for him, and he wants to be a good player for us, a really good kid. Works hard, practice, worked hard last night in the game, got him in and around 13 and a half minutes. So we've got to get his ice time to be consistent. Make sure he has a role on the team and can flourish within that role.
I was saying this morning that Dubé's been real good. We love him, this and that. I'm worried that if he doesn't score soon, he's going to start worrying about it and get a bit, you know, questioning, squeezing the stick, feeling that snake bit. Do you see that at all?
Well, you always worry about that. You worry about that with him, for sure, Retro. You worry about that with guys coming to a new team also, right? So... Definitely, worry about it. But Monty, Johnny set him up in the game there. And a real good save. It looked like I thought he hit the crossbar live, but it was a real good save. Rene got across, made a save. But he's just got to keep playing well. He's been real real consistent in his game. We've obviously used him at center last night. He's been on the wing. He's been on the PK. Just a little quicker offensively, getting it on and off your stick. There was an example on the power play coming down the flat that he, you know, he handled one. He stick handled it a couple times where if he just receives it and shoots, he probably gets a scoring chance. So he's fine. I think that it'll all come together for him. And the good thing with him is even if he's not scoring, he's a responsible guy defensively. He's got lots of pace, whether it's forechecking or coming back on a reload tracking. So he contributes and factors into the game in a positive fashion in many different ways.
Well, stick with the rookie trend, Bill. I know that through training camp and now through three games of the season, you've got to like kind of how much Valimaki's growing game to game. And you look at that kid at 20 years of age and playing on a 5-on-3 in a tough building. That's he was good again last night.
Yeah, he was real good, real steady. You know, a little bit of a young decor there last night with the two young guys together, and he's still only 21. But real good poise, real good maturity, confidence level for Valley, and I thought he was real good. I like his poise under pressure with the puck. He's looking to make plays. He's not afraid to use the middle when the middle is available and open. So real good player, real bright future.
Have you encouraged him to jump in? Like, because seeing him, he's very aggressive on pinches and that. Have you instructed him in that fashion, or is that just his instinct coming through?
Well, we've instructed, but I don't think you have to tell him twice. I think that's his instinct. He likes to get in the rush. He's got an offensive side to him, a real good skater. So, yeah, no, he's not afraid to join, is he?
No, he's in there.
Looks good doing it.
He does. No, absolutely. And I would think for a young kid breaking into the NHL, I'm going to do the safest thing possible. I'm not going to get burned. But for him to have that kind of confidence, like you say, as a coach, you got to feel like this is you're miles ahead of where he, maybe where you thought you'd be with him.
Well, exactly. And you know what? The thing is, these young guys, and they've got no fear. They don't fear the league. They don't fear the opponent. They're respectful, as they should be, of the situation. But there's no fear. These guys are very confident individuals. They believe in themselves, and they just go out and play. And, you know, you got to have your D active and in the rush. Nashville's got a very active set of D. You seen it last night in numerous situations. So I think without your D being active, you're going to struggle to score in today's NHL. So definitely got to get them in the rush and a part of the breakout.
One of the big things for everyone in Calgary anyway was Giordano going back with Brody. What is your thoughts on how they've played so far?
Well, it's been real good. Obviously, it's been our number one pair, lots of minutes. We used Broads on the PK last night for the first time this year, and that's something that he's done in his career and has proven he's very effective at. So, and a little bit of an adjustment with that second power play unit, and we'll look at it again here this morning and decide what we want to do going forward. But very versatile player. He's skating real well, moving the puck well.
I know that there's been a lot of talk about that combination on your top line, and ever since you got here and your team acquired him, you've been a big fan of putting Lindholm there, and I think your number one point has been faceoffs, again, over 60% last night. Bill, is that something he can help Sean with down the road? I know that Monahan certainly is pretty good in his own right in the faceoff dot at times, but is that something you're looking for, that maybe the two of them can work together to be a strong tandem with the draws? Because I know you like that line to have possession of the puck.
Well, I do. I want them to have possession of the puck, especially if they're starting no zone starts, right? You don't want to be chasing it your whole shift, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there getting frustrated. So what happens when you have lefty righty, and Nashville has it too, and they did a good job with it last night. I thought they were a good face-off team. You know, they have it when Sissons plays with Bonino a little bit, or even Yarncroc as a right-hand shot takes him with Bonino. And what happens now with Monty is he didn't take any face-offs last week, right? So, you know, your face-off percentage should be. We should have the puck more, we should be more successful. So really, I look at it, you just said you got to be successful, and you want to start with the puck. I thought in the first period that was a little bit of a struggle for us, and we didn't have as much puck possession as we would like. But yeah, I know Monty's going to get better as he goes. I think he's getting healthier and feeling better with his timing. And you know, even with all that being said, that line's been very good to this point.
Chatting with Bill Peters, Flames head coach. Our line is, it's a little dodgy, Bill, so just a couple more. I know that Travis Hamonic had surgery now to help repair the facial fractures. Can you tell us any details about that, and is the time frame altered at all?
No, you know what? I haven't. I think they've got to get in and get it looked at again here and let some of the swelling settle down and everything else, and we'll get more of an accurate update here as we go along, but it's nothing. you know, it's week to week, but it's going to be a while. It's going to be, you know, if I had to guess, I would say probably 3 to 4 weeks, if not more. So, you know, we'll let that progress a little bit, and then our medical staff will update us as coaches and management when he's getting closer to coming back.
So do you just rent a bus, or do you buy one to bring all your buds down for the home games? Or is that, do you got a lot of people showing up at the house drinking your whiskey, or how's that working?
No, you know what? My house has been quiet, but then that's a good thing, because we've been busy and trying to get settled in. Just everyone's busy with their own lives. It's amazing how everyone's going in different directions the way the world is nowadays. I haven't seen a ton of people. I've made it up to see mom and dad a few times, obviously, and that's always good. But no, everyone's busy. My little guy's been busy traveling with hockey, so my wife's been gone doing that too. So no, people have been very respectful of the time that we do have. So I'm sure at some point, you know, as we progress, it'll get a little busier.
Well, we were thinking they'll come out of the woodwork eventually. Hey, Billy, you remember me, right? We were buddies. Hey, you got any tickets? Hey.
I should have a hard time getting the tickets. I agree with that.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, take care, all right? Good luck tomorrow.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bill Peters, head coach of the Flames.